appeared to John on the Isle of Patmos. Jesus Christ appeared and explained to John the beginning and the end. The cross of Christ, being absorbed into Him, with Him crucified, into the tomb, inside Jesus Christ. We were made a new creature, received a new life. Then with Jesus Christ, we were glorified, became an eternal person with the life of Christ. Many other places we were led by Jesus Christ to the Garden of Eden, to the River of God, into the New Jerusalem, unto the Sea of Glass, into the womb of the Holy Ghost, and we're born of God by the seven spirits, and the water of Jesus' body. Christ, virgins to Christ, on to Mount Zion,
unto Mount Zion,
and set in God's kingdom,
and set in God's kingdom.
Then we were delivered,
then we were delivered,
as sons and daughters to God,
sons and daughters to God.
There he accepted us,
he accepted us,
set us in his family,
set us in his family.
Then we were led, into the fire of his body,
into the fire of his body,
into the beginning,
into the beginning,
where Jesus' life had begun. We thought surely now,
we thought surely now,
our journey has ended,
our journey has ended.
Then we find out, just begun.
Mystery of God unfolded in the scriptures. All down through the prophets and through the mouth of Jesus Christ himself, there was promised a time when our Father God would build in the earth an everlasting kingdom. And we saw Jesus in the scriptures choose a man that he was given to reveal this everlasting kingdom. His name, John the Apostle, said he'll not taste death until he sees the Son of Man coming in the fullness of his kingdom. And through the mouth of John, Jesus Christ speaking through John, he began to show the secret of how the everlasting kingdom would be built in earth. For people to return, or people to go one step at a time from the cross of Jesus Christ, following him into the beginning with his Father God. And there, be set in order in the family of God and become a member of the everlasting kingdom that is built in the earth. Man with their carnal mind searched for it for years. But searching on their own and not accepting the one whom Jesus sent, which is John the Apostle, they missed the beginning. God's plan in the earth, so simple. By faith through Jesus Christ, to return or go in to the Father God, be led into him, there be sealed in the fire of his body and formed into his family of fire, to be released in earth as his family, his household in earth. It's that simple. It's that easy.
The everlasting kingdom of our Father God has now become ours. We're at the beginning. The new age of grace.
Of the new age of grace.
We're the first family to come into the age of grace.
God spoke that he'd build in the earth an everlasting kingdom. And he'd make of all nations, kindreds and tongues, one blood. There's no way, but what God, when he speaks something, he does it. Sometimes it seems like that he never will get around to it. But he spoke that my love and my glory shall cover the earth among all nations, kindreds, and tongues. And I'll build a family in the earth that the love and the glory of God will move through all nations, kindreds, and tongues. And the earth will come into what's called the age of peace or the age of grace. Now he has done this thing. Jesus Christ has led you a few more into that last step, into the beginning, where he had his beginning. John the Apostle said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Sealed you in the fire of his body, formed you in his family, now ready to break that seal and begin to release you into the earth to begin to propagate, if that's the word, or to bring in others, to let his kingdom spread all over the world. A kingdom of love, joy, and peace, and power. He has spoken that he'll rule and reign in the earth. When he speaks it, it hath been done. Not through the efforts of man, but through Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
Now as the family of God in the earth, it is now time to bring
large groups, small groups,
Begin to happen in the world, because at the same time he forms his family. You and others that come in, whosoever will, let them come. Judgment begins to fall. And those that are found outside of the family, the judgment of God gets stronger and stronger and stronger. He's pledged to only protect his family. But he's pledged with his life that he'll protect them in earth and in heaven. Listen to the purpose of God, speaking the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. At that day, I will dwell in them. I will walk in them. I will live in them. I'll be their God, and they shall be my people. Do you believe that? How many of you believe that? Now it becomes very simple. Very simple. You come into the three gates of the New Jerusalem. Down from heaven, and you come before Jesus Christ by faith. And you lose your life by the seven works of the Spirit, lose your life and breath, and gain his life and breath. And then you are baptized into the heavenly body of Jesus Christ, washing away your own natural fleshly life and washing in the heavenly water of his body. Laid out in the third chapter of John, whatsoever born of the Spirit is Spirit, whatsoever born of the water is water. Very simple, very easy. fulfilling another promise of God, he said, at that day, when he starts building his kingdom, though a man be a fool, he'll not err therein. It's all by grace through faith. That's simple. It's a gift from God. It's not of works. You don't have to earn it. You accept it by faith. And all of those that accept it by faith, they receive the new life in the family of God. Now everyone watch me here. In John the 14th chapter, Jesus speaking said, at that day you shall know that I am in the Father, this brother here being the Father, being Jesus, he said, at that day you shall know that I am in the Father. Watch. And you in me, and I in you. It's that simple. At that day, he said, Jesus speaking through John, when I get ready to build my kingdom, you shall know that I, Jesus, am in the Father. And you in me, and I inside of you. Is simply believe that by faith, and you receive the workings of the Spirit that births you, and the working of the water of his body that makes your birthing into the kingdom of God a reality by grace through faith. Yes, Lord, you believe that? Do you want it? Ooh, come on, brother. Ooh, you be first. Oh. If not, I cannot do anything. I'm only a minister. You receive from Jesus. Just come here. Someone come and help. Just close your eyes. Close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus. Reach your hand. I accept that I'm in the Father, that you're in the Father. Oh, and that I'm in you. You in me. By faith, I lose my life and my bread and gain your life and your bread. Just feel the Spirit. Just get them. Oh, just keep whispering, Jesus. Oh. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Oh, finished. Oh, in obedience to you, Lord Jesus, close your eyes. I just baptize this member of your new creation down in the heavenly waters of your body, washing away the waters of his flesh, and washing in the new heavenly waters of your body. Now just lay him down gently right there. Feel him hit the waters of the body. Ooh. 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 Ooh, Lord Jesus. Just talk to Jesus. I'm just a minister here to dispense the action. You've received the experience from Jesus. Just talk to him. Say, Lord Jesus, culture. Lord, she moved my faith. I lose my life and my bread and gain your life and your bread. Feel it, Spirit. Come on. That's it. Just hold it. Come on. Fan you 7 times and feel the breath of the Spirit begin to move through. Whoa. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Finished. That's it. Let the glory move down on you. Hold him up there. Open your mouth. Let it come out. That's it. Let that groaning come out of there. Feel the glory that's filling you full. Speak it on in tongues. That's all right. That's it. Let that trembling start. It won't hurt you. Get you a good experience while you're at it. Feel it laying hold on you. In obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I baptize this member of your new creation, member of your family, down into the heavenly waters of your body, washing away the waters of his flesh and washing in the heavenly waters of your body. Now just feel him. Just lay him down and just feel yourself fall right in his body. Keep him moving there in the spirit. You're worthy or not, no matter what's wrong with you. It's not you that does the work, it's him. And you're accepted by faith. And he makes you worthy by his blood. Oh, doesn't he? Just say, Lord Jesus, I accept by faith to lose my life and my breath and gain your life and your breath and your breath. Ooh, that's it. Feel him. Ooh. Ooh, hold your hand on his head. I'm going to fan him. Ooh, ooh, ooh. This member of your new creation down in the heavenly waters of your body, washing away the waters of his flesh and his life, and washing in the heavenly waters of your flesh and your heavenly life of glory. Oh, now just lay him right down real gentle. Feel him when he hits that water. Oh, keep him speaking in tongues. Oh, oh, I know it feels sort of funny, but that's the way it's supposed to feel. Supposed to feel glory. Oh, and you just started. That's just the first taste that you feel, isn't it? Oh, ah. It's not every day that you get to become a member of the family of God, and he makes it pretty glorious. Some people stay out for a long time in the spirit. Ooh. Some, they just get a little experience and then they just keep going and going and going. Ooh, at that day, I shall dwell in them.
I shall dwell in them.
I shall walk in them.
I shall walk in them.
I shall live. Sin of love will cover them.
Will cover them.
Oh.
Oh.
Now there's no way. It's not a matter of joining any church or joining any group. You can't join the family of God. You have to be born into it by the order of God through Jesus Christ. You can't join it. You can't force your way into it. But once you accept it by faith, whew, all at once, you may not understand it all, but you know you belong to someone. Ooh, your Father God, through Jesus. You may not understand in your mind, but all at once, through your body, through your mind, and through your life, for the first time you find out that I really belong to God. You wrestle with it in your mind, say, well, I don't understand it, but all the time you feel that glory quickening and moving gently through your body. A member of the family of God. Now I recommend that tonight we get all the new ones tonight or in the morning and move them through the pure flesh and the pure blood, Joel's army, and begin to let those blessings of God move through them. Let them move into those things. To where their heart, they're becoming a member of the family. is settled in their mind as well as in their body. Okay? Where to be in truth and spirit. Not just in spirit, but in truth and spirit. Now that we begin to sing this song again, let's begin to let the gifts of the Spirit operate. We're going to sing a verse and then pause for a little while and hum softly. And you just break out in the gifts of the Spirit, because it takes the working of Spirit and truth to break the seal of the body into which you are sealed to get you ready to be sent out. So let's begin to operate in the Spirit, all right? We'll sing one verse and then hum. Give everyone a chance to move, all right?
I am the beginning and the end. Both Jesus Christ, as he appeared to John on the Isle of Patmos, Jesus Christ appeared and explained to John the beginning and the end. Ooh. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
We were glorified.
We were glorified.
Became an eternal person. With the life of Christ.
With the life of Christ.
Many other places.
Many other places.
We were led by Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
To the Garden of Eden.
To the Garden of Eden.
To the River of God. The New Jerusalem,
New Jerusalem,
onto the Sea of Glass,
the Sea of Glass,
into the womb of the Holy Ghost, and we're born of God, by the seven spirits. The water of Jesus' body.
And the water of Jesus' body.
We came forth, children of
children
God.
Of God.
Now it becomes your responsibility for two or three of you. For all of you, really, to take the new ones, put them under your wing, just like I did you. Just like I did you. Be sure they know the truth. Lead you in. Lead them into the place where they can come and rest. You don't just grab them, turn them loose. You stay with them. So just whoever the Lord gives you to either one of these three, grab them. These others that are hesitant, don't understand, their heart are right, heart's right, get them and put them through those messages. Okay? Give them a chance. Where your hands will be free of their blood when the judgment of God falls on them. Because that's what's fixing to happen to everyone that doesn't come into the member, as a member of the family of God. The time of the fourth horseman in Revelation is upon the earth, death and hell that follow. And the books of judgment are already open. And your life is already being read. The only way you can blot out the things against you in that book of judgment is through the blood and the body of Jesus Christ. She can do it so simple and so easy. She just accepted by faith through grace. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come under the knowledge of the truth. But make no mistake about it. Everyone, every person in the world, the books of judgment are open. And your life is being judged. The only way you can escape judgment is through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that's taken judgment for you. All right?
Then to the throne of regeneration, where we were swallowed into the body of Jesus, regenerated in Him, our old life destroyed. We gained a new body with His blood, flesh, and bread. Then we were led as virgins through Christ onto Mount Zion. Sons and daughters to God.
Sons and daughters to God.
There He accepted us.
There He accepted us.
And set us in His family.
And set us in His family.
Then we were led into the fire of His body. Into the beginning, where Jesus' life had begun. We thought surely now, our journey has ended. Then we find out. Our Father God has now become ours. We're at the beginning, the beginning,
the beginning
of the new age of grace.
Of the new age of grace.
We're the first family.
We're the first family
to come into the age of grace.
It is now time.
places, we were led by Jesus Christ, to the Garden of Eden, to the River of God.
Jesus' body.
Amen.